Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Cruise Control with Jonathan and Christian Cruz, only on MSL Radio.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Cruise Control. You're with your host, Jay Cruz, and Chris Cruz.
How come my name didn't get, like, as much enthusiasm as yours did? You were like, Jay Cruz, and Chris was like, what is up with that? You gotta give me some, you know, off, you know? So when I come in, it's like, bam! Okay, so let's try it again. Go for it.
All right. So welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Cruise Control. You're with your host, Jay Cruz, and
Chris Cruz.
Now, Chris Cruz, say what's up to the people.
I hate you. I think I hate you. Anyway, we're going to get this right next episode, guys, but we're going to move on because we got a great show for you guys today. So, you know, we have some interesting topics. Since Jay gave me a lackluster entrance, I'm going to go ahead and announce the topics because, you know, I need some me time. So, guys, today we're going to be talking about the Kobe retirement. Boo. We're going to be talking about another week in the NFL. It's about to end after today. And we have our TV highlights of the week and what we pick for this week on television. So, Jay, let's start it off. How about we start off with Kobe's retirement? What do you think about that?
Kobe, don't go. No, Kobe, we're going to miss you. Honestly, I think it's about time Kobe retires. He was an amazing player, a great player, and he's a legend of the game. He's going to be one of the best players to ever play the game of basketball. However, it is about time that he retired. He hung him up. I mean, he's just been playing poorer and poorer. I think he even said in interviews that he practices so hard to play pretty poorly. So, I mean, he has to tie him up because, you know, you can be as talented as you want, but when age hits, man, you're not going to be the same player you used to be.
Yeah, as we all know, time catches up with you. The greatest of athletes, you know, have become mediocre because no one can beat time. Look at Jordan, considered the best basketball player of all time. Even he had to retire at some point because he couldn't maintain, you know, a top-level performance. I mean, everyone saw him on the Wizards. He wasn't a great Jordan then. And Kobe's no exception. Kobe, to me, is the only person you can pretty much compare to Jordan. I'm sorry. I think he is, like, he's Jordan's reincarnation. I'm sorry. But he's the closest to what we compare to Jordan. And, you know, he's had a great career. You know, we were lucky enough to be growing up while he was in his prime. And we got to see him play, like, throughout, like, his most of his career. And obviously, he's a legend. He's a Hall of Famer. But if you watch him play now to what he played back then, it's a huge difference. He's nowhere near the player he used to be. Does he still have the it factor, the X factor, killer instinct? Of course he does. But his body can't keep up with his you know, motives anymore, like with his drive. His body's just failing on him. He doesn't have the burst anymore. He doesn't have the jump. And without your legs, even his jump shot's starting to falter. So, like, as we saw, if you've been watching him play recently, it hasn't been good. Like you're saying, he mentions in an interview how hard he practices to maintain a certain level of, you know, physical fitness and level of game. It's just that on the court it's not translating. That's why, essentially, I think that's why he's retiring, because he understands that he's past his prime. And it's getting even harder for him just to, like, compete at this level, and he doesn't want to do it anymore. In yesterday's interview, he said he's tired of it, essentially, that he just can't continue to practice every day and play every day, play back-to-backs, because it's getting to him. And that's fine, because everyone's got to retire eventually, and he's already laid the foundation for his legacy. Everyone knows who Kobe Bryant is, the Black Mamba.
Exactly. Kobe Bryant's amazing. Now, speaking about that, name one of your favorite Kobe Bryant moments. Because, I mean, I know we're all going to say the 81-point game, that was a legendary Kobe Bryant moment. You know, scoring 81 points in the game is probably the second highest scoring in a single game right after Wilt Chamberlain, who scored 100. And, you know, that is incredibly hard to do. I can't imagine, you know, scoring 81 points in the game myself. Like, how many times do you have to shoot the ball and it go in? I mean, for you to score that many points, that's just on another level type of stuff. I mean, Kobe Bryant's amazing. That 81-point game, of course, sticks with all of us. But name one moment where you're like, that you were amazed of Kobe Bryant, or you, that's a Kobe Bryant moment.
Well, obviously, the 81-point game is phenomenal. I mean, he's the second highest leading game scorer, like, ever behind Wilt Chamberlain. It's really difficult to do. I can only do that in 2K. But probably, I wouldn't even have said the 81-point game. It'd probably be like a playoff moment where he's hit a clutch shot at the end of games, because as hard as it is to score 81 points, I mean, those playoff moments, those are what you really play for, right? When you're going to the NBA Finals, making clutch shots, getting your team like around, like, you know, over the hill, over the hump. That's what you play for. So it'd have to be one of those moments. But none of them particularly come to mind. I just, when I think about Kobe, I think about his whole career, you know, from when he started playing with Shaq to when he became the face of the franchise of the Lakers and how he carried them to 5 championships. I mean, that's what I think about, like, clutch playoff shots. I don't really think about his 81-point performance.
Of course, yeah, that's Kobe right there, Kobe in a nutshell. What really gets to me is Kobe's X factor, Kobe's drive to win. He had one of the, in my opinion, one of the strongest drives to win I've seen in basketball. Like, it's really hard to compare another player who had that much drive besides, like, Jordan and himself. And just looking at the way the players, you know, they're just look at how they act and on the court with their teammates or whatever. It's just Kobe, to me, had one of the highest killer instincts in basketball.
Yeah, I agree with you. Like, to be honest, there's only a couple players that come right off the bat to me in the league now that I can say have a similar type of drive or motor or instinct that Kobe had. And even then, whether they have the same success as him, maybe not. But there's only a couple players in the league that have the same mentality that he does.
Yeah, and I even read a quote from Kevin Durant where he says, "I did idolize Kobe Bryant. I studied him, wanted to be like him. He was our Michael Jordan," which I thought was a pretty sick quote coming from, you know, one of the best players in the game, you know, Kevin Durant. And then, you know, how everyone idolizes Michael, he idolized Kobe. So, like you said, he's pretty much the next Jordan, in my opinion. Kobe's the only one that can actually be compared to Jordan in playing style.
Yeah, you know, I think that quote that you just mentioned pretty much captures Kobe Bryant's essence to the game of basketball and to his fellow players. I mean, he was essentially the next Jordan. There's never going to be another Jordan, but Kobe Bryant is the closest you'll ever get to him. And Kobe Bryant is a phenomenal player in his own right. You know, at one point considered the best player in basketball. So, you know, it's for one thing to say, it's sad to see Kobe Bryant retiring because of how long he's been in the league and what a staple he's been in the league for a long time and what he means to basketball. You know, that's why I thought it was so refreshing, and it was quite beautiful what he said, how much basketball means to him and that he wants to thank basketball for everything it's done for him. Because when he was giving his retirement like speech, he mentions the fans and his teammates a little bit, but mostly it's to the game of basketball and how he respects it and loves it and what it's done for him. So that was very endearing to hear from Kobe Bryant. And it's something I feel like a lot of basketball players think, you know, or at least they should feel, you know, dedicating their lives to the game.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. But let's end this topic right here and move on to our next topic. So, Chris, which one do you want to go with?
Okay, so we're just going to move on to our next topic. Let's mosey do on out of here. So, next up, Jay, we have our TV highlight of the week. Now, you know, we have a lot of things on TV this week. But me and Jay are going to give our opinions on what we think is, like, going to be something that needs to be watched this week or what we're planning on watching. So, Jay, I'll go first, you know, since I'll start it off. But my TV highlight for the week, and you can't copy me on this, Jay, you got to change your answer. My TV highlight for the week is the Flash and Arrow crossover on Tuesday and Wednesday on the CW. So, first up, on Tuesday is our Flash event where the Flash and Arrow TV shows do a crossover of the two together, where the core cast, they mix and they have a great, great episode coming up. And then on Wednesday, it's part two to the crossover with featuring heavily on Arrow's cast. So it's something to look forward to. It's very exciting. The first crossover event that was done for season one of Flash and Arrow season three was really good, and it was very entertaining, and it had to be one of the better episodes, if not the best episodes, of each season. So with that being said, there's a lot to look forward to, and it's very exciting, and, you know, it's a cannot miss. So, guys, please check into that, because that's my TV highlights for the week. How about you, Jay? What do you got?
Well, that was pretty much mine, so you kind of took it. So right now I have nothing.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You got to pick something else.
I got nothing. Sorry, you took my pick. Walking Dead not coming back this week, so can't really pick Walking Dead. Game of Thrones isn't on. I mean, right now, nothing.
Wow, you're weak. What do you give our fans? Go home.
I mean, you just took two picks in one. That's kind of cheating, but, you know, you took my pick.
Well, it's a crossover.
Didn't tell me what you were picking. So, you know, it's kind of hard to pick something that when you got taken from you. And then all the other shows
Stop being a baby about it. How about this? Let's just talk about the crossover event since it was both of our picks. Since, obviously, you're not contributing anything else. So, how do you feel about the crossover event, and why should people look forward to this?
Well, I'm super excited about the crossover event. Like you said, the last crossover event with Arrow and Flash was one of the best episodes of each particular season. And this crossover event, I feel like it's going to be so much better. From what I've read on Stephen Amell's page, there's going to be at least like 9 superheroes in one time on screen, which is pretty much the biggest to ever be on screen than a number of superheroes, if I remember correctly. So it's going to be super epic. I wonder who all the superheroes that are going to be here on screen are going to be. But they're going to introduce Hawkgirl, Hawkeye. We already have the Flash, Green Arrow, and all their counterparts that appear with them on a regular basis. So it's going to be pretty epic. And not to mention, I think it's going to be intro into Legends of Tomorrow. So that's going to be pretty cool to see.
Yeah, they're essentially, you know, establishing Legends of Tomorrow. They're introducing a bunch of characters on screen at the same time. So it's something very exciting. I, you know, from what the actors had to say about it, it's something I really look forward to. So I've been looking forward to this pretty much all season, and it's finally happening. And when I found out it was happening, I got super excited. And that's why I wanted to bring this topic up, because I just wanted, you know, to get it out there that people should watch this episode. And even if you have never seen the show before, I do not care. Please, guys, hop on this episode. It's going to be crazy good. At least we hope so. And I'm sure everyone's going to be talking about it the day after. So if you miss it, it's going to be your loss, because regardless, you know, you're gonna hear about it. And you're not going to have anything to talk about, guys. So this is some, you know, talking points for you. So please get on this and watch it so you can talk to me about it at least.
Exactly. And this is going to be pretty epic. Not to mention the bad guy for Legends of Tomorrow might be introduced in the crossover episode, which is Vandal Savage, who I've been waiting for to appear in one of these shows for a while now. He's a bad guy in the comic book universe. So I've been waiting for him to appear, and I'm pretty excited that that's who they're getting, because he is an immortal. So seeing how they deal with that would be pretty interesting. In a world based on superpowers and superheroes, nothing is impossible. So that's going to be pretty entertaining, pretty interesting. And all the characters, you know, interacting together and their different personalities meshing, that's always fun and interesting. Like the first time Barry and Oliver worked together, they're two polar opposites. So it was a clash of personalities, but in the end, overall, the episode was very entertaining. So, guys, that's something to look forward to, and I'm sure we're all going to watch it on the Tuesday and Wednesday. We have reached the halfway point of our show, so we hope you enjoyed the first half. If you have any comments or anything to say about it, feel free to message us on Twitter at ChristianCrew66 or at JCFilms. So, guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back right after this. Stay tuned.
Interested in being a sports writer or a lifestyle writer from Miami Sports and Lifestyle? Or how about being that next great radio personality? Hit up at 305 Sports and Life on Twitter for more information.
Interested in advertising or sponsoring with MSL? Working for MSL as a writer? Even having your own radio show? Or do you have more of a business mind and want to bring your talents down here to South Beach? That's right. MSL has a big-ass help wanting to sign up. Writers, radio personalities, marketing directors, website managers, positions are open. Apply today and make this money. Miami Sports and Lifestyle, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a campaign underway. Let's give Miami the exposure that it deserves via Miami Sports and Lifestyle. MSL to ESPN. Love it, know it, support it.
Attention Miami, MSL is looking for writers for the Miami Dolphins, Miami Heat, Miami Marlins, Florida Panthers, Miami Hurricanes, and Florida International University Panthers. If you are interested, contact Stephen Ur at Stephen_Ur@yahoo.com for details. Join the MSL team today.
We at MSL have a new blog site underway, miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSL blog, for all your content surrounding Miami sports. Official site coming soon.
This is Andrew Powell, host of The Andrew Powell Show, and the CEO, founder of Miami Sports and Lifestyle. As you all know, I talk about marijuana a lot on my show. I do consider myself an advocate for the legalization of marijuana. And why? Because this is a medicine that helps so many different diseases, including cancer. And if it were legalized, it could eventually form a cure for cancer. And we've all been affected by cancer before with family members. We need to legalize medicine because not only does it help out cancer, but it helps out so many different diseases. So many. We need to legalize cures. And not only that, but legalizing marijuana would decrease black market control and crime and increase tax revenue to give this country's economy a boost. And we all know we need that. This is a beautiful plant that should have never been made illegal in the first place. But because of racism, lies, and greed over the almighty dollar, it's now illegal. And patients and peaceful marijuana smokers suffer everywhere, even in 2015. We need to legalize medicine. We need to legalize peace. Let's legalize marijuana 2015.
The views expressed by Andrew Powell are of Andrew Powell and Andrew Powell alone, and not the company and staff of Miami Sports and Lifestyle.
The Andrew Powell Show brings you a fresh sports talk show that stands out above the rest. Tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m., only on MSL Radio.
Play Action Sports League. They are signing up teams for the end of summer adult flag football leagues. You can either go Wednesday nights under the lights at On Brister Park in Coconut Grove, or you can go Saturday mornings at Coral Gables High School. Does your team have what it takes to be a champion? For more info, you could go to www.playactionsports.org or you could call 305-397-5632. Once again, that is www.playactionsports.org or you could call 305-397-5632.
Join TrueConvos.com, the Redskins social network. a place where fans can voice their feelings about the team freely and meet others who feel the same way. Be a part of something big and join True Combos today.
FanDuel has definitely changed my Sundays. It's made it a lot more interesting.
Join over 1.1 million people who've already won money in FanDuel's one-week fantasy football league.
More and more people are starting to find out that this is the way to play.
FanDuel's paying out $75 million a week with immediate cash payouts and no season-long commitment.
And you can see the number of points you're scoring going up and up and up.
You kind of start pacing back and forth.
It's like the best adrenaline rush ever.
Just choose a league, pick your team, and get your cash winnings after Monday night.
You can find a $1, $5, $10, $25 contest.
Try it. It takes a few minutes. You'll have a blast.
FanDuel has more winners and more payouts than any other site.
I've deposited a total of $35 on FanDuel and won over $2 million.
They're the leader. They have the most options, the most players, most winnings.
Try FanDuel today. We'll match your first deposit up to $200. Love it or your money back guaranteed.
You are now listening to Cruise Control with Jonathan and Christian Cruz, only on MSL Radio.
Welcome back, everyone, from halftime, let's use that, from commercial break. You're listening to Cruise Control with your host, Jay Cruz, and Chris Turner. Chris Cruz, say what's up to the people.
That's what I'm talking about, Jay. That's what I'm feeling right now. See, now you can introduce me from now on. You see, we had a chat, guys, over a commercial break, and I had to inform Jay that he had to do my intro better, so I'm glad he got it right. So, guys, where we left off. Before we left the commercial break, we talked about the great Kobe Bryant and his impending, you know, retirement, which is kind of sad, but I guess it's about time and it's fitting. So, we also talked about our TV highlight of the week. Apparently, me and Jay kind of agreed on the same thing. We both agreed that the show to watch this week is both Arrow and the Flash, the series crossover, part two coming. So, it's something to look forward to, guys. It's going to be pretty epic, so we hope you check it out. Now, last but not least, we got our third topic of the night. It's going to be another great topic, guys. It's what we usually talk about on Monday. So I hope you guys know and hope you're ready. But it's our NFL weekly update. So, Jay, how about you start off? Talk about whatever you want to talk about. Anything crazy that happened in the NFL this week, anything you want to bring up, weekly scores, whatever. Doesn't matter.
Yes. You know, the NFL had something drastic happen this week, and it was the Patriots losing. So now there is only one more undefeated team, and that is the Carolina Panthers, while the New England Patriots got their first loss to the Denver Broncos without Peyton Manning. So, I mean, that was pretty shocking to me. You know, like I've been telling you guys, that's one storyline that I've been watching closely, see if there's a team that can go undefeated this season. And the Patriots, Carolina were the last two teams, and yet Patriots just fell. So now Carolina is the last team to remain undefeated as they continue throughout the regular season with about six games left in the regular season. And then we have playoffs, obviously. But that is the storyline that I wanted to get to. What about you?
You know, it's funny because everyone always is looking into the undefeated teams. Obviously, everyone wants to see if they can make it all the way. And we most of us assume anyway that if any team could do it, it could have been the Patriots. However, my Denver Broncos ended up beating them soundly. Not soundly, anyway. Went to overtime. It was a good game. I didn't get to actually catch the game. Just saw the highlights on SportsCenter. But it looked pretty interesting from the highlights. Obviously, went to overtime. You know, you had backup quarterback Brock Osweiler getting a huge win and finally giving the Patriots their first loss. But, you know, now they're, like you were saying, there's only one undefeated team left. You know, it gets harder and harder down the road because a lot of decisions have to be made. You have to decide, oh, when you're heading towards the playoffs, should I play my starters? Should Cam, you know, sit on the bench? Do they need rest? Should I take them out early of this game? Should I just bench them for the rest of the season? I mean, what, you know, a lot of it goes into it. I mean, should you play every game hard just to be undefeated? I mean, it's a lot of, you know, thinking to do. most coaches would go ahead and sit them for a game or two, give them some rest, maybe per quarters. Because once you're almost guaranteed a playoff berth, there's no point in trying to go undefeated. But that's a big storyline to me going on now. I mean, obviously there's others. We're looking into, you know, lots of injuries. Who's coming in? Like, it's getting closer to playoffs now. We're seeing finally maybe seeing possible matchups later on. So it's getting pretty interesting.
It is getting pretty interesting. So who are your teams to watch right now?
Well, you know, as you know, going into the season, I told you my teams to watch were the Packers and the Broncos going into the season. You know, I had high hopes for the Dolphins, but I didn't really expect too much from them. I just wanted them to have a winning record, maybe slide into the playoffs. But now, you know, after this pitiful season, it's really sad. But I did tell you that the Packers and Broncos were my picks. The Packers have been struggling as of late. You know, they do have a lot of injuries and their offense isn't clicking now, but I still think they're a team to watch heading into the playoffs. Along with the Broncos, too, I know the Peyton Manning injury was huge for them, but I like the way Brock Osweiler's playing, so I'm not going to count them out yet. But if you want a team that I haven't mentioned yet, you know, I'd love to give you one. So I think, like, a dark horse team to watch anyway, like, to, you know, obviously, you have all the heavy hitters, obviously, the Patriots and the Panthers, you know, the two teams that were recently undefeated. But I would probably go with the Cardinals, to me. The Cardinals, to me, have to be a sleeper team. They're a good team. They're good defensively. They have a solid offense. They're well-coached, I mean, and they have a winning record. I think they could possibly do some damage in the playoffs. What's your sleeper team, or what's your team to watch?
My team to watch is the Kansas City Chiefs is the team I'm going to go with. Alex Smith looked great last game, threw for close to 300 yards, a couple TDs. They won convincingly. It was a great game by the Chiefs, and I think overall they're a good team. They have a solid defense, a good running game, as long as the passing game can continue to stay decent, let's say. They have a good shot of, you know, heading into the playoffs. So my team to watch is the Kansas City Chiefs, you know, out of, you know, not the heavy hitters.
You know, I would normally say, like, why and question you on that. But as of right now, the Chiefs, you know, they have 5 straight wins. They're 6-5. If they can keep making a push later in the season, then, yeah, I can see them squeaking into the playoffs. But their division is not easy. It's no joke. So I don't necessarily see them making the playoffs. They're going to have to play phenomenal just to even squeeze in there.
Correct, but I can see them doing it because, you know, good team. They made the playoffs last year. They have a winning mentality there. They haven't gone on the way this season, the way they were hoping, or the way their fans were hoping. But they, like you said, they have 5 straight wins, so that's something to look forward to. And I think the Chiefs can get it done.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully. It's getting a little late in the season. They're only at 6-5. But let's see what they do for the rest of the season. The last thing I want to talk about before the show ends is that recently the Dolphins fired their offensive coordinator, so they're trying to make more moves. I don't know how that's going to turn out. It seems like the Dolphins are always trying to make moves and nothing ever is ever panning out for them or really working for them. So I hope, I really don't have any high hopes for the rest of the season. I'm hoping that something changes. Maybe in the offseason they're obviously going to hire a new offensive coordinator, maybe get a new coach. I'm not sure what their mentality is going to the offseason. But hopefully the Dolphins do something and get it right. And next season we'll be talking about them going to the playoffs. But guys, that about wraps up our show. You know, we always have fun talking to you guys, talking about whatever we like. But thank you for joining us. This has been Christian Cruz and Jay Cruz on Cruise Control. As always, you can catch us on Twitter at ChristianCruz66 and at JCFilm. Talk to us about whatever you like, guys. So without further ado, I'm going to let Jay wrap it up and close us out.
All right, guys, thanks for listening to our show. We'll be back tomorrow from 11 to 11:30. So make sure you catch us on Cruise Control. Later, guys. Have a good night.
Now shut up and drive.